This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Two of the officers charged in the shooting death of a Boulder man who called the police when he got his car stuck had court appearances Tuesday. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more.
Randy Williams, the former Georgetown police chief, and Tim Collins, who was among the first officers on the scene, are charged with failure to intervene when a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed Christian Glass. He called for help and then said he was scared to get out of his own car. Prosecutors charged 8 law enforcement officers in Glass's death, including 6 officers for failing to stop the escalation and wrongdoing, which is a misdemeanor. The 2 who were in court on Tuesday have another court date in May. The former deputy who killed Glass has a trial set for later this summer. He is charged with second-degree murder. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers are considering increasing their own pay. A bill up in committee tomorrow would peg the daily reimbursement rate for lawmakers to a portion of the federal reimbursement rate for its workers. Lawmakers who live in Denver would get 25% of the federal per diem. Lawmakers from the rest of the state would get 90%. The bill also creates an independent commission that would meet regularly to consider pay adjustments for lawmakers and statewide elected officials. CU Boulder has been named a top producer of Fulbright scholars by the U.S. State Department. The recognition is given to U.S. colleges that produce the highest number of Fulbright applicants in a given year. CU Boulder is number 3 among doctoral institutions nationally, behind Penn State University and the University of Florida. The Fulbright program allows scholars to teach and conduct research abroad. This is CPR News and KRCC.